News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a fair few surprises at the BAFTA Awards ceremony last night in London. Kneecap did win one award out of their six nominations. Henry McKean is there and has all the backstage gossip for you. Good morning, Henry. I think we've just lost Henry. Yeah, some interesting development, I suppose. Good news for Kneecap winning that single award. Richard Pepiat won outstanding debut by a British writer, director or producer. Demi Moore, I suppose the big surprise, losing out to Mikey Madison with an oar. I think we have Henry there. Henry, good morning.
Good morning from London. Yeah, Saoirse Ronan lost out with The Outrun, and the Irish producers behind The Apprentice also didn't take home anything. But Rich Pepiat won outstanding debut by a British writer, director or producer. There was also a win for best editing in Conclave for Nick Emerson. He's from Antrim. But the big surprise for me was Demi Moore losing out to a young Mikey Madison in Anora. That was a real surprise. And I suppose it's like a darker version of Pretty Woman, a brilliant original film, just absolutely fantastic. But we're gonna start by hearing a little bit about Kneecap. And here is Rich and Kneecap on the red carpet.
I'll do it.
Not about the research.
The toughest part was trying to keep him calm. He was so starstruck.
He's so nervous.
It was this big break, and obviously I know where it's intimidating for somebody like Michael
Frostman. For our size.
it was just an absolute privilege for him.
he wasn't a terrible influence, because he liked to get a good old drink out with the boys, and together they're a terrible foursome.
Yeah, we were always late every morning.
Well, I became an Irish citizen 2 days ago, so...
That's right, congratulations.
But ultimately, to be in the category with some of the amazing films is in itself, you know, just an honour.
So you must be very, very proud. Yeah, it's been a roller coaster. I met you in LA last year during this whole campaign. It must have been a massive roller coaster. It has.
It's been a very tiring year, but hugely fun. I mean, my liver doesn't really appreciate it after a year on the road with Kneecap, but I've loved every minute of it.
Congratulations.
I can well believe it. You were also hanging out with the Best Supporting Actress.
Backstage, and I know, Shane, you'd have loved it. You'd have loved the outfits. I did actually get a selfie with Zoe Saldana.
She looked fantastic.
Absolutely, and she won for Emilia Perez. It was a terrible selfie that we took. But over the last few weeks, as you know, Carla Sofia Gascon, the first open trans actress, was also nominated for a Best Actress. But she's been dropped by Netflix when it comes to the publicity. And this is over unearthed racist tweets that have come to surface. Here is Zoe Saldana putting a brave face on that fallout.
I think as women, sometimes we are told what is the best thing for us, when in reality we have a gut, we have an instinct that if we ignore, that's when really, you know, things go awry for us. And and I think it's important for women to reconnect with your inner voice. This film, this story, all of these female characters, I know for a fact that we all made it so that we can give visibility to so many women that every day go by marginalized and completely invisible of a mainstream narrative. And so this is for them. And I'm so proud of Emilia, and I joined the voices of my entire team of Emilia Perez. I would do this movie over and over again with an open heart, over and over again. I'm dedicating all of these awards and the film of Emilia Perez to my nephew, Eli, who is the reason. They are the reason I signed up to do this film in the first place. So as a proud aunt of a trans life, I will always stand with my community of trans people.
Okay, Zoe Saldana there. Henry, what was the surprise of the night?
Yeah, lots of surprises. Conclave beat The Brutalist to Best Film, and I can understand why. Conclave is amazing. You should go and see it, Shane. It really is brilliant. But also, Demi Moore and The Substance, brilliant. We thought that she had that over the line, and she's still the Oscar favourite, but it was actually Mikey Madison in Anora, another fantastic movie that basically pipped her. And there were gasps in the hall, absolute gasps and surprise, and backstage, no one saw this one coming. You could say one of the best films of the season, and here is Mikey.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, any chance to celebrate film I get is one I will take, so I'm very lucky to be here.
It really is, Anora, something quite special. It's got Oscar buzz, it's got BAFTA buzz. You must be so proud of it. How did you manage to get so angry, and did you get on with the cast, especially I suppose the scene in the massive house? How did you get on with them all?
I love all of them. We had such an incredible cast of talented actors, and everyone was so committed and wonderful and kind, and so yeah, I was very lucky to work with incredible people.
Okay, Henry McKean, thank you indeed for that. There'll be more from Henry McKean on the BAFTAs on the Pat Kenny Show coming up very shortly.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.